Weeds that go to seed create major seed banks. And of course, cover crops play a big part in abating those weeds from coming up. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Steve Herring is an agroecologist and wheat scientist based in Eugene, Oregon. He's a postdoc at the Hallett Lab in the Institute of Ecology and Evolution at the University of Oregon. And he knows a lot about cover crops and weeds.
It's a real challenge, I think, because a lot of times there's so many more seeds in the seed bank than what actually emerges every year. So it takes some repeated effort and management over several years in order to actually make progress towards reducing the weed seed bank. And cover crops are kind of a tool, I think, just with the timing of when things are used, when we can actually plant cover crops in California orchards. It would take a lot of years of cover crop planting in order to actually affect how many seeds are added into the seed bank, how many weed seeds are actually in the soil. And a lot of times I'm thinking about cover crops really affecting weed emergence. So these processes that are going on when seeds are germinating out of the soil seed bank. So it's kind of like a deposit and withdrawal system, and cover crops are really, you know, affecting how weeds are withdrawing themselves out of the bank.
That's Steve Herring with the Ag Information Network. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.